The power was deliberately cut through large swaths of Northern California to prevent wildfires, leaving 700,000 businesses and homes temporarily in the dark. 24,000 customers also had their power cut in Southern California because of hot, windy conditions.
A large part of the problem is climate change. Electricity lines have been starting fires for a century, but generally those fires were pretty small. What's changed, and we saw in a dramatic and horrible way in Paradise, California last year, is that the same sort of electric line failure can now start a massive conflagration, which in that case killed 85 people.
Pacific Gas and Electric, the Northern California company whose equipment sparked that blaze, has again been criticized for its widespread precautionary power cuts. An expanding system of cameras and weather sensors provides real-time data, supplemented by images from space and human analysis, but they don't catch all the problems.
In the last 5 years, about 50 to 60% of the fires that have started involving our system have been due to things flying into our lines. So that's not necessarily a failure of our system. It could be palm fronds, it could be other vegetation, it could be a critter.
Power providers work to reduce the risk, trimming trees and using insulated cables. They're also rethinking procedures for precautionary power cuts.
The other, which is being proposed, is to have a committee, rather than the utility, make the shutoff decision. And the committee would include utility executives, but it would also include public safety officials, and it would also include regulators and possibly politicians.
He says power companies in California are now liable for damages even when they're not negligent, and that should be changed. Experts say new technologies help lower the risk. Distributed power production could reduce the need for power lines in high-risk areas.
Together with local production of renewable electricity, like, for example, distributed solar and battery energy storage, those are also very important technologies for avoiding wildfires.
And fuel cell technology, the kind used in some new cars, allows for even more local power generation. They say the fire risk won't go away, but can be managed. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.